Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, it's 2511.
2511.
0401.
0401. 0011. 9133. 9133?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull the profile up here and we'll see what we can do for you. Okay, is this OG's Auto Transport Incorporation?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Just in case the call gets dropped here, what's a good number there for you?
323-423-8205.
Perfect, perfect. And who am I speaking here to?
My name is Jay.
Jay, like J-A-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the owner there?
No, I'm the manager.
You're the manager there? Okay. Perfect, perfect. Let me just confirm some quick information here on the profile, and then we can answer any questions you may have. Can you just clarify there the billing address there for the business?
Okay, it's 4279.
4279.
Yeah, West 3rd Street.
West 3rd Street, okay. And the billing city and state?
Los Angeles, California, 90020.
90020, okay. And as far as the structure of the business goes there, are you guys a LLC, C-Corp?
It's a S-Corp.
S Corp. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business there?
3.5 years, almost 4 years now.
Okay, so you guys start in 2012.
2013.
2013. Okay, perfect. And then, as far as the ownership goes, who's the owner there?
Mr. Archibald Rector.
Archibald, is that what you said?
Archibald.
Okay, and is he 100% owner there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, you know, we have a lot of programs here, so depending on the specific needs, I'll be able to point you in the right direction if you just kind of want to paint a picture there of what you guys were looking to do.
Yeah, it's we do transportation business.
Okay.
Trucking, interstate, and... Yeah, pretty much it. And if he is, actually, he's trying to get two trucks.
Two trucks?
Yeah.
Okay. Those new or used?
Those are used ones.
They're going to be used. Did you know specifically what kind of trucks you guys were looking into bringing on?
I think he's going to get it from his friend.
Okay, so it's like a private party there you guys have found?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Did you guys have an idea of how much the trucks were going to cost you?
Each truck's going to... Well, whatever, you know, he has the rest, so I think what he's looking for is somewhere around $60,000.
$60,000 total?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Perfect. And when were you guys looking to maybe bring these trucks on?
Probably if he has, if he settles things up, I think it's going to be within next month or so.
Okay. So, I mean, as far as getting an answer for you pretty much as soon as possible there, just to kind of see what we're working with?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, what were these trucks going to be used for? Are you guys replacing some old ones there? You're just looking to add on to the fleet?
I think it's just the add-ons.
Add on there. How's business been for you guys this year?
It's slow, but it's all right. We're doing fine.
Okay, yeah, I know the trucking industry. It's been an up and down battle for you guys the last. I know this year as well as the previous year, we've actually kind of worked there with a lot of trucking industries. So it's good to see you guys are still going there. How many trucks do you guys have in your fleet as of right now?
As of right now, three.
You have three that you're operating with?
Yeah, we just lost two of the trucks.
You lost two of them?
Oh, it's not a loss. It's just we separated.
You what? I'm sorry, scratching out there.
Yeah, the there were two owners.
Oh, there were two owners?
One is his wife's brother. My boss's wife's brother.
Uh-huh.
He went a different way.
I see. As far as it goes for the trucks you guys got in the past, did you guys just pay cash for them, or did you finance them through somewhere else?
Well, you used a couple of working capitals and paid cash for those trucks.
Okay. Okay.
Each truck was around 80,000, 90,000.
The ones?
The whole thing. Yeah, those are old ones.
I see.
Right now, what he's trying to get is 2010 ones.
It's
going to cost him somewhere around $119,000, I believe.
I see. So were you looking to bring those on as well, or is that something you were looking to do down the road?
No, those two folks that he's trying to buy
mm-hmm.
from his friend.
Okay. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's definitely something we can help you out with the working capital loans that you guys used to pay for it in the past. Are you still paying those loans off, or have you are you done with it?
Most recent one was it's called Arch Capital.
Arch Capital?
Arch Capital, and it has been paid off last. I think it's September, somewhere in the first couple days of September, I believe.
I see. So you guys already have that paid off then?
Yeah, and the other ones, there were two before that, I believe, or three. And mm-hmm. they were in the last year, or they were paid off in last year or a year before that, too.
Okay. So you guys don't have any current loans as of right now?
As of right now, no.
Okay. Okay, so no loans as of right now. I mean, have you guys looked at all elsewhere there to finance these trucks here? Have you gotten, like, a quote from someone else?
For the trucks?
Correct.
Well, me, myself, I don't personally look for them.
Mm-hmm.
My owner and his son, they find the trucks and... Whether, you know, it's really up to them, like, whether they buy it or not.
Yeah.
Right now, those two trucks, but someone they know is trying to close up their business, I believe.
I see. So they're just kind of looking to liquidate their assets there, and you guys are going to probably just take advantage of it on a cheap price?
Probably, but, you know, we'll see how things work out. What mm-hmm. he told me is just, you know, look for good working capital if you have, but he's not sure if he can, like, get $100,000 for working capital. He doesn't
okay.
do that, I believe.
He's
telling me look for somewhere around 60, 70.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing is here is, so we have two programs. We have the working capital program, and then we also have equipment financing. And it's on the equipment side, it's a little bit more based off of your credit. But you're usually able to get approved on a much lower rate with much longer terms than on a working capital. Was that something you guys were going to be interested in? Do you know if Archie's credit looks like as of right now?
You tell me his credit is not that good.
It's not that good?
Yeah.
What would you say? Do you have like a ballpark? Like, is it in the 600s or...
Yeah, I think it's in the 600s. And also, he told me that the working capitals, computer one he has, the one he just finished,
they
charge daily, five days a week, right?
Yeah, so with our working capitals, we have daily, weekly, and monthly payment structures. So depending on what you get approved for, were you not fans of the daily?
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's something here I can put in the notes for underwriting, and we can try and get you approved for at least a weekly. Usually, first-timers here get in on the daily or the weekly, so I can definitely push there for the weekly for you if that's what you were looking for. But to just kind of give you a rough estimate of what we can free up for you, did you know what you guys did in sales last year, your gross annual sales top line?
Top line was 800, it's just a gross one, I think. 890-some thousand.
All right, so right around 900,000, probably, rough estimate.
Yeah.
Okay, so freeing up the 60K shouldn't be an issue. The good news is on the working capital program, it's more based off of your sales as opposed to your credit. So if his credit isn't the best, as long as you guys have a cash flow, your bank statements beginning and ending look pretty healthy, it's definitely something we should be able to work with. I don't know, depending on where his credit is at, we might be able to get you approved on the equipment. I'd like to get you guys approved on both just to see what we could get you on both sides. Because if we can get you in on the equipment, it's going to lower the rate tremendously, and it's also going to extend the payments for you, which is just going to be easier for you, especially with you guys being on being on that daily. It'll avoid that situation for you.
The equipment financing, far as it goes, I'm not sure, like, if you can pay to the guy, and we'll just finance it from you, or
that's exactly what we do. So we pay the vendor or the private party there that you would be buying it through, and then you would make payments to us. So that's how it works.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll just go and explain it out to him and see what's his position right now. And,
yeah, what's a good email there for you so I can shoot over that information so you got it on file? That way he can look it over.
It's ogsautotransport@gmail.com.
OGs, so it's OGIIS, transportation.
Yes. Auto transport.
Oh, wait, OGs auto transport?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
ogsautotransport@gmail.com. Okay, and I'll shoot that over to you guys right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we did extend, as well as the short list of what we would need for the approval. To get the approval going, we just need the one-page app that would be attached to the email. Did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Let me go and ask him, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's something you can ask him there. If he didn't file, as long as he has the extension on it, we'll use 2014's, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we get that over, I can get it over to underwriting, usually get you an answer in about 24 hours, and then that way you kind of know what you're working with here. You know, are those trucks already on the for sale lot, or is this just something he was kind of estimating of what would cost? Because if it's already for sale, this is something we can move quicker for you guys. That way you can take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think he closed his business right now and the trucks are not moving at all.
Okay. Well, what I can do is kind of make this, if you can get me that paperwork, I can get it bumped up to the top there just so we can get you an answer on underwriting side. That way you kind of know what you're working with, and if it makes sense, you can take advantage immediately there of those trucks. Can you just spell out Archie's name there just so I have it correct there for the email?
O-C-H.
O-C-H.
I-R.
I-R-E-A?
B as in boy, A as in apple, T as in top.
B as in apple, A as in Archibald? Is that what the name is then?
Archibald.
Bot. Okay, Archibald. O-C-H-I-R-B-A-T? correct?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. I will shoot this information over your way. Is this something you think you guys can get back to me within the next day or two? I just want to get a time frame there of what you guys are working with.
Yeah, I'll let him. I'll let his son know.
Okay.
I'll let his son know, and I think he's gonna review and. Seems like he's the one who's gonna be making decisions, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot this over. I'll follow up with you tomorrow afternoon just to make sure you received it. If you guys did have any other questions, and we can just kind of go from there.
All right. Sure.
All right, Jay. It was good talking to you. We'll be in touch. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.